It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, folks. This is Bill Anderson from Under Your Home with DryZone. And as promised, Kenny Sharpless, our production manager, said he was going to join me this evening. So, Kenny, I appreciate you getting up early and heading on down to the studio and taking Jason's weekend for me.
Good morning, Billy.
You know, last weekend we talked about things you should ask your contractor. We had all kind of sat down a few years ago, and I know we still update it, you know, yearly and monthly. The sheet that we send out to you with our pre-mailers, the first question is always ask to see a copy of the Delaware or Maryland license, right? Last week we really talked about why that was important. We also give you the web address that actually lets you find out who's licensed on it. So it's kind of a long, you know, like a 15-word URL. I'm not going to give it out this morning. But if you just Google Maryland Home Improvement Commission, you can kind of find your way through it. There's a button on there that, you know, says find out who's licensed. So you can check by their company name. You can check by their address. You can check by the owner's names. You can check by whatever, and it's going to show up DryZone. So in our company name, it actually shows up Gary's name. It'll show up DryZone. It'll show up Milton, Delaware. It'll show up just DryZone.com. You know, DryZone if you look at it that way. So there's all these different ways to search for it. And I really think if you work in Maryland, you probably should have a license in Maryland. Do you agree, Kenny? You've been in construction a long time. So how many contractors or subcontractors did you meet that you just knew weren't licensed?
Quite a few of them. And they're probably the ones that aren't around anymore.
Yeah, you know, and that's normally the ones where, you know, you spent $5,000 on something and just it no longer works. You can't find the guys. And now you got to go out there and spend the amount of money you should have in the first place.
Or the guy just didn't do the job, took your money.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and it actually happened to my sister in North Carolina. They never did their research. They never, you spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, whatever grand down on these projects. For God's sakes, research the company. Research the products.
Well, yeah. I mean, most people, you know, if you're going to buy a computer, most people are going to research their computer and say, okay, well, you know, I don't want this one. This one doesn't have what I'm looking for. This one does. You know, same thing with your contractors. You know, yeah, you should be researching your contractors and making sure you're getting the one you want, not the one you don't want.
And if you know, even if you can't understand what we do, have somebody in there that can. I know when I talk with all of our designers, our quote-unquote sales guys, I always talk to them about saying things in analogies because there's so many things. Like, my father-in-law hates it when I use the analogy beef jerky because the way mold grows is it needs three things to live. It needs something organic, it needs moisture, and it needs a mold spore. So you can't stop the mold spores. They're inside, they're outside, they're everywhere. But you can't really even stop the organic part because we build a lot of things in our house that are organic. We use wood in our house and paper in our house, and all that's organic. Even, you know, there's a lot of paints that have latex in it, which latex is rubber, and rubber comes from a tree. That's organic. So if something's dead, mold's going to eat it. The only difference between steak and beef jerky is, for the most part, that there's less moisture in the steak than there is beef jerky. So when you dehydrate food and you dehydrate meat and you dehydrate fish and all those things that you can do, what you're doing is you're taking moisture out of the equation, and that's going to stop the mildews and the molds and everything else. It's not necessarily cold, because mold will grow in your refrigerator. And the last time I checked, it's like, what, 34, 35 degrees, whatever. There's actually mold that's growing down in the Antarctic right now, and that's whatever cold it is down there. It's cold enough for me anyway, so you definitely want to research the company, research the products, research what they're going to do. And that's the reason why we send you those books. You know, no matter what phase of our company you talk to, whether it's basement finishing, whether it's foundation repair, whether it's crawl space repair, whether it's basement waterproofing, each one of those things has a book that we try to give to folks that's kind of like a common sense guide to fixing that part of your house.
That's why we like our homeowners that will, you know, let us use them as references, because that's exactly that point exactly.
Educated consumer makes educated decisions. The next question on this sheet is, are crawl space and basements your primary focus? I hate it when I see the landscape guy go in there. And the landscape guy's like, listen, it's wintertime. It's slow. Let me go in here and do this. Or it's, you know, it's not bug season. And I don't know when bug season is. I'm going to have a gentleman, Russ, who actually works for us. He used to work for a pest control company. In the next few weeks, come in and talk with you folks and really talk to you really about some misnomers, I guess, on why you really probably shouldn't go look at your pest control guy to go fix moisture in your home, because they've been fixing it wrong. for years. So, you know, all of a sudden they got smart, or they all of a sudden they saw them, there's money to be generated, and, well, let's try it this way for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you don't go to a carpenter to get them to work on your car. You go to a mechanic.
Sure.
You know, same thing. You know, you want to, you know, when you're looking at your contractors, you don't want to go get a pest guy to do your crawl space. You want to go get a crawl space guy.
Hey, you know, I mean, one of the biggest things that we hear a lot from home inspectors, and there's a lot of good home inspectors, some bad home inspectors out there, but I think there's a lot of good home inspectors too, that they go into a crawl space or they go into a house and they start seeing these different foundation issues, they're going to say, listen, you need to either get a hold of an engineer, which, you know, we've had here in the, you know, the past couple weeks, or you need to get a hold of a foundation contractor who hopefully employs a structural engineer. And the going back to the question, it says, you know, are your crawl space and basement your primary focus? Well, we can truly say yes, because even though there's four sides to my company, we waterproof basements and crawl spaces. We fix foundations, which that's part of your crawl space or your basement, and then we finish basements. So, you know, anything below the subfloor, we take care of. Anything above it, like if you ask me to look at your attic, I'm going to tell you, like we had David in a while back from Dr. Energy Saver, and, you know, he started saying that the vent fans in the attic were kind of bad. And that there's, I guess there's other ways to do it now. I wouldn't know that. You know, I was talking with the two owners of that company, it's about a week ago. And I don't know what goes on in my house as far as energy. I just know that we pay an electric bill and it's not as sealed up as it should be. And we're actually going to have them come in and actually, I guess, do some work in our house, because I know it's not real airtight, obviously. And we're, you know, we're wasting some energy. But that's the only thing they focus in on. They're not building decks next week. You know, they're not building boats the week after that. You know, our electrician that we employ is an electrician. That's what he does. You know, he's not doing landscaping on the side. He's not treating for bugs on the side. The plumber's the same thing. You know, they're not doing HVAC at night. They just do plumbing. The HVAC companies we do, whenever we put them in, whenever we have basement, you know, heating and air conditioning work that needs to be done, that's what they do. You know, I wanted companies that just focus in on one thing, because we've all heard the saying, you know, jack of all trades, a master of none, right? So if you ask me, Billy, listen, while you're down there fixing our basement, I need to build an addition, I'm going to refer you to a contractor that builds additions. Yeah. That's a project that I'm not going to take on, because I don't have the skills to do that, right? We have the skills to take care of the things that we do. Have we beaten that in the head enough, Kenny, yet?
I think so.
What certifications do you have? And, I mean, that's not only just to the company, but I think that when you talk about having the salesperson in your home, our salespeople go on these job sites with these guys. They understand how it's put together. Every foreman, every employee that we have, whether it's the sales guys, the foremans, the, you know, the helpers, whatever, even the office people have to have these certifications to where they're certified waterproofers. And, you know, it's not a state regulation. It's not a federal regulation, anything like that. It's not a license we have to have. It's a license that I make everybody have in my company, because I think it's important. How can you sell something? How can you install something? Or how can you even file the paperwork in an office if you don't understand what the company's about and what they do and how to fix things?
I agree. I mean, one of the biggest things I liked is, you know, normally when I deal with a salesman, like I said, you know, I built homes for roughly 10 years or so. When I deal with a salesman, a salesman's a salesman. Well, here, you know, our salesmen actually come out to the jobs, and they'll have a sales meeting one day out at a job, and they'll actually help us with the job. They'll learn the job. And to me, that says a lot, because, you know, the guys get hands-on experience. And to me, there's no better salesman than somebody who has hands-on experience, because anybody could read it out of a book. But when you actually get your hands dirty on it and you start, you know, really getting into it, you really start learning the ins and the outs of the systems that we have, and then the products that we have and what we have to offer.
Yeah, and that's not really just a one-time thing we do. I mean, there's been many of my, you know, my quote-unquote sales meetings that I do that are in the field, you know, and the homeowners are very gracious enough to let us do that and, you know, make sure that the guys get continuously trained on different ways we do things. And, you know, they've all jumped in the mud with the production guys, you know, the sales guys.
And to me, that's, you know, that shows, you know, that level of personality that we have, that, you know, our sales guys are willing to jump in there with us. If I'm down in the ditch digging a hole for a push pier, if the salesman's there, he'll jump down in the hole. You know, Jason, I had Jason, you know, at a house with me the other day doing wall anchors. So, I mean, it's nice when the salesman gets a chance and can stop by while we're working. They do. They jump right in and help out. So, and then to me, that makes us that much better of a team.
Kenny, one question we were asking last week in our sales meeting, you actually had joined us. We actually have different training classes for all of our company. And, you know, I kind of wanted you to talk with the sales guys about some things we wanted to talk about in production. We were sitting there talking about the Better Business Bureau. You could kind of tell who was an owner and who was or who was an owner before in life and who's always been, you know, in sales.
The consumer.
Whatever. Yeah, consumer, exactly. I love the Better Business Bureau. I unfortunately don't think a lot of homeowners use the Better Business Bureau the way it should be used. You know, I think if they have a problem, I think that most people say, well, I don't want to bother people. I'm not going to call
them. Yeah, I'll just deal with it.
I'll just deal with it, exactly. You know, and Jason kind of felt the same way. Jason used to own a real estate agency. We started actually talking to our regular designers, you know, the regular the system designer, the sales guys, about, you know, is the Better Business important to you? Every single one of them was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? That's who we look for. If you can't trust the Better Business Bureau, who can you trust? I agree 1,000% with that. But, you know, as a consumer, if you feel that you've had an issue and the company that you're working with, you know, whether it be crawl spaces or lawnscape guys or masons or whatever the case may be, that's a wonderful tool that you have that's free. You know, I always hear that that Angie's List commercial that talks about, you know, rate your people, the contractors can't pay for the site, which I think is great, by the way. Well, that's the kind of stuff I think that actually starts to separate the good companies from the bad companies. We had, I don't really want to call them a competitor, they're even out of business now, that was down in Harbison. And they had an F with the Better Business Bureau. They had like a ton of disputed things, which I loved. And not that I loved that, you know, homeowners had these problems, but I loved the fact that homeowners were actually utilizing a resource that they have to them. And eventually they just went out of business. The Better Business Bureau gave them an F. People stopped calling them, apparently. And I talked with a couple of their employees after it happened, after they finally went out of business, that their ownership, the ownership just didn't take ownership of the business. So, you know, I think the Better Business Bureau is really, really important just because of that. The next question on there is, are you a member of any home builders associations? And at Dry Zone, we are. You know, we're a member of the Delaware Home Builders Association, the Delaware Contractors Associations. I guess their counterparts. In
which we've just gotten an award for Wall Anchors.
Wall Anchors, yeah. We've gotten that, when was that? I guess it was the end of last year, maybe like, what, November-ish?
Something like that.
And, you know, this was actually for excellence in construction. And this wasn't one of those awards you buy. Just let you in on a little secret. Most of these awards that everybody touts, you pay for them. If you're willing to spend $75, you can have all of these different awards from all these different agencies and all that. Now, we paid an application fee to have our award chosen. But there was a lot of competition within that category. You know, I mean, this wasn't just everybody got an award like T-ball or whatever. There was one award that went out for construction and excellence for residential buildings $1 million and under. I know I'm not the only guy that went up for that. I do know that we're not the only guy. So, you know, they had chosen us for, I guess, several different reasons. And, we were very proud about it.
Oh, I know I am. I mean, I've been there almost the installs of the wall anchor. So, you know. I know it makes me proud to get the awards. And I know, you know, our guys feel the same way. They feel, you know, proud when they come back to the shop and they see that we've gotten a new award or like when we've gone to the convention and we get awards up there.
I've said it before in here. It's absolutely no longer about Gary and myself. I can't do anything we do without our employees. So when we get an award, I didn't get an award. Yeah, there's a lot of times that I go up to get the award, but I know on the wall anchor job, which Kenny's definitely our expert in wall anchors now, he went up and helped receive the award with us. When we had done Smart Jacks, which Kenny, he lifts every single house that we do, he may not be on the beginning parts of the job, but he is always on every single lift that we do. When we had gotten our Smart Jack award job, our Smart Jacks jobs at the convention last year, you went up and got that award. We felt that you earned that award, digging all those.
I think that's, to me, is the little stuff. Normally, when I've worked for a company, even if the company's getting an award, it's like, that's my award, you know, the company. Here at Dry Zone, you know, it is the guys. It's you know, I know, Billy, you know, it is a dealership. That's how you guys refer to it because that is indeed what it is. You guys call it a dealership. I know I say it all the time. I call it a family because, you know, not just Dry Zone, but the whole Basement Systems dealership to me is a family. It's, you know, I can call any one of my family members in any state and ask them any question about what I do, and somebody's going to be able to help me.
Yeah,
and you can't get those resources anywhere. You really can't. And like I said, I mean, I've called a guy in Michigan and asked him some push pier issues. No, you know, between the things I was throwing out and he was throwing out, came up with a solution, start banging push piers right back into the ground. So, I mean, like I said, the resources are just out of this world.
Yeah, you know, we'd actually talked about that job, the one you're referring to, a few times on the radio. And I kind of want to reiterate it again this morning. But first, I'll tell you what, we actually have to take a break. I didn't realize that the clock snuck up on us, so the producers are telling me we have to stop. So I want to give you folks our number. It's 888-613-1111. 0363. And once again, you can look up all these things that we're talking about on the web. So that's www.dryzone.com/the duck. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months. Don't be left out in the cold. Call DryZone today. 888-617-0360 or online at DryZone/theduck.com.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Uh-huh.
I was about to start up my ATV on a trail near a bunch of dry brush, and Smokey told me that was dangerous because one spark can start a wildfire.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll save by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
All right, folks, we are back. So, you know, before the break, we were talking about a job that happened in Milton. Actually, wasn't that far from the shop, a few minutes away from the shop. And this basement wall was, like, collapsing because the ground underneath it was sand. And it doesn't have to be sand. I mean, Milton's the beach area, but it's not, you know, we've done these things as far inland as, you know, Georgetown. We've done them as far north as, you know, like Wilmington and Newark.
Hocassin,
you know. So it's not just these sandy soils, but, you know, at the end of the day, the ground gets very, very wet and it gets very, very liquid. And pop goes the weasel. One side of this folks' house started falling into the ground. This was during all those rains that we had. We were having some issues because it was like trying to fix the dam while the dam's bursting in your face, basically. Is that a good analogy?
Pretty much.
I have pictures on my phone that I always show homeowners that the ground was boiling with water. I mean, it wasn't hot, it was cold, but I mean, it was just simply bubbling up.
The one homeowner in that development, I think when we scraped it off, he probably had a good inch and a half, 2 inches of sand that had billowed out from the little tiny crack. Now, mind you, I guess it's big enough that a grain of sand and some water can get through, because that's about all that was coming through. But it was, you know, it was pushing enough hydrostatic pressure up that he had close to 2 inches of sand in his on his basement floor. And I'd say probably had, what, about 30 by 30 basement?
Yeah, I mean, he had at least 1,000 square feet down there, I'm sure, so.
And it's, you know, it was pretty big, you know.
So, yeah, I mean, on that job site, we were having some issues of trying to actually get these things in the ground so we could actually start pushing these legs into the ground so we could lift the home back up into place. And you ended up talking with our folks out of Nebraska, you know, our dealership out in Nebraska. You talked with some other dealerships, and finally everybody got you to the guys over at Ayers Basement Systems in Michigan. They'd actually let you talk with a couple of their foremans, gave them their numbers, so that way you guys could talk and figure out a solution. So, I mean, who else? I mean, what kind of contractor do you know has those type of global... I could have called people in Ireland, you know, in Canada, and I do, I talk to one dealership in Canada a good amount, Pete from, you know, from Omni Basement Systems. I've talked with him a lot. Where else can you get that kind of support?
Well, you had mentioned earlier, Billy, it's all due to soil conditions. You know, one soil condition might be a sandier soil, one might be a rockier, you know, harder soil. Delaware, we get that consistently. There isn't any spot that we're consistently getting the same soil. Well, we might go up north and like Hocasin and hit rockier soils. So by having those resources all over, you know, the United States, overseas as well, that gives us those people that have the different climates, the rockier conditions or the sandier conditions. So we get a chance to talk to these people in all different areas and regions of the United States, and that helps, you know, to me, that just helps make us a better company.
That whole thing, basically, Kenny, you know how you talked about all this different backing and all that, really kind of leads, I guess, into the next question, because we all offer warranties in the business, right? I mean, everybody's going to give you these great big warranties. My builder, when we were having our house done, gave me like this 10-year warranty. God, it sounded wonderful, right? Fortunately, they went out of business, so now I no longer have a warranty. I should have known better. My wife and I still kick ourselves for it. The question is, who backs your warranty in the event you go out of business? Right? That's what you're supposed to ask that, you know? Well, chucking a truck has no backing, right? So I was in a house this morning that before we were a dealership, the old dealership in the place had done some clean space work, some crawl space mitigation up near the nuclear power plant. And when we were out there last week, like I said, I was talking to them this morning. They had a couple questions before we got on here. A couple homeowners know that I get up and do the radio show, so I've had some or fairly early phone calls on Sunday. But we were sitting there talking. The old crawl space that was done, you know, like, what, 7 or 8 years ago, I believe it was. And when we went in there was some sagging floors and all that, so we're going to put some smart jacks in. Well, they weren't real completely sure about how the actual warranty was ever transferred, because they never called up, because when the old company went out of business, they didn't know who to call then, right? So now with this national backing, there's an 800 number that we gave to the homeowner that said, listen, this is who you call in case, God forbid, something happens to us. But we were able to start taking over those warranties again, you know, so that way that they still had somebody inspect the thing every year. And they knew that, you know, and while I was there last week, I'd actually done an inspection for them, and everything was still nice and tight. So they were changing their own dehumidifier filters, so it didn't really matter. But they're going to have us start coming back out there once a year to go ahead and look over the system. You're not going to get that from chucking a truck, you know. You're just not. And what happens after you spend all this money, you know, like in a basement? And there's a lot of basement companies that went out of business, especially over the summer. You know, it stopped raining. And when it stopped raining, if you're just solely a basement waterproofer, you have no work, and you get into landscaping, I guess. But they were just taking some corrugated pipe from Lowe's, Home Depot, or whatever, digging a channel in the ground, sticking it down in there, throwing some rocks, running it to a sump pump that they got from Walmart or whatever. I filled up with mud. It doesn't work. Hakuna Matata, here where we are, you know? So we're like, well, we got to break open your floor and put a real French drain in. That's nothing a homeowner wants to hear, especially when it was done like a year ago. Or 6 months ago, even. That's truly where we talk about ask. And it's funny because more and more I'm getting the question. That's the first, second, third question I'm getting is, how long have you been in business? And, you know, a while ago, we had hit our five-year mark. I guess they say that after, you know, if you can stay in business for 5 years, you're probably going to be in business. We had hit that, surpassed it, moved on. And, you know, even during this horrible economy, folks are choosing us over the competition. We've had so many, I guess, competitors go out of business, you know, in the last year or two because of the economy. And it's because they're not servicing their people. They're not taking care of their homeowners. They're going down there. They're slam-banging some stuff into the ground, calling it a day, getting a check and running.
And I know here at Dryzone, we have, what, about four different people that are on call 24 hours, basically?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got you, Heather, Steve, their service guy, me, the production manager, and then even a couple of our foremen are on call that if we need them, they're there. And, I mean, we've done it. We've had situations where we've needed them, and they respond.
Even if it's not a situation where we had done the work for you, say that your crawl space is flooding or your basement's flooding. It's the middle of the night.
Well, like
what are you going to do?
Medical clinic in Rehoboth,
yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was this great big, it actually wasn't BB, it was a private practitioner. There was a medical imaging office. This thing was like a humongous building. I mean, it was like 7,000-8,000 square feet, the basement, and there was 4 feet of water down in there. So after the disaster relief guy couldn't get this thing under control. You know, he was there for several hours and just couldn't get it under control. Well, we came in after them. The tenants finally said, listen to the homeowner, this isn't working. I have all this equipment down there. We need to get this taken care of. There's a company that, you know, we've seen all over the place. It's called DryZone. Let's get them out here and see if they can see what they think and, you know, what they can do. And you were on that job that night.
I think we were there till what, 2 or 3 in the morning?
We were there till like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's not the normal thing we do. I'm not really into disaster stuff. But the disaster guy didn't realize that it wasn't a broken pipe, that it was hydraulic pressure. You know, it was moving this hydrostatic pressure into the basement. So as soon as they sucked it out, they were using like the porta potty trucks. And they were sucking all the water out, going a few miles away down the road, dropping it off, coming back trying to get more. By the time they came back, it was full again. So they said, Billy, listen. And they were nice guys. They were just like, we can't do it. I don't know what you guys are going to do, but we can't do it. So we went in there and we started running our pumps and we just turned it on and it flooded the field behind their office, but we kept it dry. I mean, at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in that morning, our fans were running on their floor and the floor was dry. Now, granted, their pumps were probably pumping 20, 25,000 gallons an hour out of their basement, but it was under control, you know, and we had stopped by, you know, twice a day for the next several days to make sure that everything was still running fine and everything else. We didn't have to. I mean, our price was to take care of that issue. But we wanted to make sure they were satisfied, and it was kind of fun beating the disaster relief guy because there's a few of them around. I didn't realize how many there actually was on Del Mar, but there's a lot of companies out there that do nothing but disaster work. You know, I didn't realize that it was that bad down here, but apparently it is. When you talk about that, there's really nothing we can't do. We are water specialists. If it has to deal with water, you need to call us. And whether you call us at 888-613-0363, you can find us on the web at dryzone.com, put /the duck on there, and you'll actually go to the right landing pages. But there's a million ways. If you call my office in the middle of the night, leave the message. Even because it talks about some service fees, if it's, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, call and leave a message. At least you'll get an answer to your question. Is this something you guys can do? None of us mind answering the phones. It goes to my cell phone first. If I don't answer, it goes to my my service manager, Heather's phone. If it doesn't go there, it actually goes to Steve's, and then it goes to Kenny's, who's our production manager, and then it actually goes to Gary, my business partner, my father-in-law. And I think I've said it a million times already, but we never let that phone call go to Gary at 2 o'clock in the morning. So
yeah, I don't think Gary gets those calls.
You know, it's not going to be a good Monday morning if he gets those calls at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's the kind of response you're going to get. You're always going to get somebody on the phone. Now, you got to leave a message on the voicemail, but within like 5 minutes, you get a phone call back. That's something that you're just not going to get from chucking a truck. Does that cost a little bit more? Probably. But you'd be surprised how much less it costs because, once again, we are specialists. We specialize in one thing, and we get very good at it. That's why there's Italian restaurants out there that some of the best Italian restaurants only do Italian. Some of the best burger joints out there only do burgers, you know? I mean, God, there's what Thrasher's Fries in Rehoboth, and that's all they do is make French fries, you know? But everybody's like, oh, those are the best French fries in the world, right? I guess like Grotto Pizza. They ship those blame things all over the world now, and their Nicoboli things, and or that down at Nicola's, you know? They ship those things all over the world, I guess. So, you know, it's one of those things. Choose a specialist. You won't go wrong, but research your company. Ask us the questions that we talked to you about this morning. Educate yourself. Read the books that we send you. Don't just thumb through it. Read the thing. There's lots of great information in there, and if you do that, you're going to be fine. If you truly make that educated decision. The clock on the wall and the producer's waving his hand that it's time to go. So I kind of want to leave you with a few numbers here. It's 888-613-0363. On the web, it's dryzone.com/the duck. And Kenny, I'm not sure if Jason's going to be back next weekend or not, but if he's not, I can count on you for being here.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Listen, folks, like I said, it's Bill Anderson from Under Your Home with DryZone. Phone number to our office is 888-613-0363 or dryzone.com/the duck. Thank you much.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.